Sally O'Brien is getting married to Mike Ashkin this weekend at St Peter's Church, Whitminster, in Surrey. Fiona, Tracy, Betty, Jane and Jude wrote to me, said they met as best man and bridesmaid at the wedding of Sally's cousin Kim to Mike's brother Phil. Is this all strictly relevant? Anyway, that marriage was yesterday at 1:30 in the afternoon. I was very busy yesterday. Oh, look, there we go. Now, first time someone's written to me in 7 years and I fluffed it up. Oh.
Everybody, it's Raymond Sinclair, and I'm in Amsterdam. Did you know that the famous 19th century Dutch children's entertainer, tulip farmer, and prison governor, Hans Christian Andersen, was responsible for inventing the ubiquitous wartime bomb shelter that bears his name? Many a Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale was probably told to frightened children as they huddled together inside one of his shelters during the Blitz. Well, I'll be Amsterdammed.
Bitter tears. It's 12:42 on Radio 1. Tell you what, to make it up to Sally and Mike there, we'll dedicate to them not just one, but three, the last three tunes we played on Radio 1, because I'm like that. So we took a song from Bobby Brown there, send you off to your marital bliss. Perhaps that's a bad example. Anyway, there was Tina Arena and Chains, and there's Bitter Tears. Mike Hutchins. This is how we do it. This is How We Do It, predictably a huge hit in America for Montel Jordan, very American sound. Montel Jordan, the guest of Steve Edwards on The Soul Show at 2 this afternoon. That's ahead of the brand new look UK Top 40, Mark Goody with the only official sales chart, UK record sales. Starts at 4.
Hi. This call will cost you 36 pence per minute cheap rate. Your call should last no longer than 340 words.
Today on the Labour Party line, clause 4.
The Labour Party is a democratic socialist party. It believes that by the strength of our common endeavour, we achieve more than we achieve alone, so as to create for each of us the means to realise our true potential, and for all of us, a community in which power, wealth, and opportunity are in the hands of the many, not the few, where the rights we enjoy reflect the duty we owe, and where we live together freely, in a spirit of solidarity